Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines: Prime Minister Modi, Spanish Prime Minister launch C-295 aircraft manufacturing facility in Vadodara. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng holds meeting with commander of 15 BRTF at Dimapur. Akashvani Kohima joins the nation in taking integrity pledge in observance of Vigilance Awareness Week. And two-day seminar on promotion of millets in India commences in Tsumukedima. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex to manufacture C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This is the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircraft in India. Addressing the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tata Aircraft Complex reinforces India's position as a trusted partner in global aerospace manufacturing. He added that the factory would not only strengthen the Indian-Spain ties, but also empower the Make in India and Make for the World mission.
आज से हम भारत और स्पेन की पार्टनरशिप को नई दिशा दे रहे हैं। ये फैक्ट्री भारत स्पेन संबंधों को मजबूती देने के साथ ही मेक इन इंडिया मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड इस मिशन को भी सशक्त करने वाली है.
Stressing India's rising capabilities in defense manufacturing, Mr. Modi said the day is not far when India will manufacture civilian aircraft for the world and India's MSME sector will have a big role to play in it. Talking about the strong people-to-people ties between India and Spain through food, films and football, the Prime Minister said both countries have decided to celebrate the year 2026 as the year of culture, tourism and AI.
Excellency, hamari saajedari sadiyon purani hai. Loktantra aur rule of law jaisi values mein saaja vishwas hum dono ko jodta hai. Economy, defense, pharma, IT, science and technology, renewable energy, जैसे कई क्षेत्रों में हमारा मजबूत सहयोग है.
Speaking on the occasion, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the partnership between Airbus and Tata will contribute to the progress of the Indian aerospace industry and will open new doors for the arrival of other European companies. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng today held a meeting with the commander of 15 BRTF at Dimapur. They discussed on the issues facing the Kohima-Pedi-Perian Road, which is basically a portion of the Kohima-Lekki Road. Deputy Chief Minister raised the concern of the public, particularly by Western Angami Public Organization and Nagaland Zileng People Organization, as to how an incomplete project can be inaugurated by the Union Defence Minister. The BRTF commander clarified that the inauguration will in no way hinder the ongoing works and that the whole stretch of the road will be completed by March 2025. Further, it was also brought to light that the ongoing work is not a new construction project, but rather a repair and maintenance work which is undertaken every 5 years and on special cases after 4 years. The Deputy Chief Minister asked the BRTF to set chainage and timeline accordingly so that specific target can be achieved. He also assured state government's assistance in whatever means possible for any projects undertaken by BRTF so that projects can be completed in stipulated time with quality works on grounds. The commander also assured that state government will be kept updated on the works carried out in the state so that works can be carried out with better coordination and understanding each other's position. A two-day seminar focused on the promotion of millets in India was held on Monday at Nyetu Resort, Tsumukedima. This event was organized by Northeastern Regional Agricultural Marketing Corporation under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Donor, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India. Additional Director, Agriculture, S. Yongchang Pom said, millets were always part of the diet of ancestors and that it was essential to preserve and promote it for food security, agri-diversity and its nutritious nature. He appreciated NERA-MAC's effort for taking up the case of millet consumption.
Today, I would like to say certain important things about cultivation of millets and its benefit to the human. Millets are termed as the nutrient cereal as they are highly nutritious and can contribute substantially towards food and nutritional security. Millets are often called as poor man's food, but now it has become a smart food.
NERA MAC Managing Director Rajiv Ashok said that millet is a superfood and a collaborative effort between NERA MAC and the Nagaland government would yield beneficial results to farmers. He lauded the efforts of the Nagaland government and farmers in producing and popularizing millets in the state. Mr. Ashok said, Government of India's drive towards this produce over the last few years has led to the world recognizing it in the form of an International Year of Millets in 2023, he stated. The event saw stalls displaying millet products for sale and awareness of the public at large. Observation of Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society commenced today across the country. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. Officers and staff of Akashvani Kohima, led by Deputy Director General Engineering and Head of Office K.K. Rengma, joined the nation in taking the integrity pledge.
I therefore pledge
to follow probity
and rule of law
in all walks of life,
neither take nor offer bribe.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Wokha District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, meeting held on 25th October discussed issuance of land pata for government departments. MLA and Chairman DPDB Wokha, Y. Mhombemo Mhntsoy, said that ways and means needs to be worked out immediately for the uncompensated land occupied by government offices. Mr. Mhntsoy also advised the power officials for containing and overseeing power theft issues with seriousness. He assured to donate 50 watts LED lights from his end for brightening up some corners of Wokha district. Deputy Commissioner Wokha, also the Vice Chairman DPDB, informed the members for applying and obtaining land pata while asserting that land pata would be issued only to those government departments where there are no legal issues. Project Director DRDA Wokha Thungbem Opaton officially launched the Gram Panchayat Development Plan Campaign GPDB. He informed that the members GPDP was basically for creating awareness in the village level by all the line departments on the existing schemes and projects for economic development and social justice. Dimapur Police has reminded the public of the ban of firecrackers and cautioned all to be responsible and desist from bursting firecrackers during festive season to ensure a safe and eco-friendly environment. Commissioner of Police Dimapur in an advisory stated that the use of firecrackers is not only environmentally hazardous but also causes health-related issues in animals and humans due to its loud explosion and toxic gases. However, on Diwali days or on any other festivals like Guru Purab, etc., when such fireworks generally takes place, it should be done strictly from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. only, while on Christmas and New Year's Eve, it will be from 11:55 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. only. No items other than the reduced emission firecrackers or improved crackers or reduced emission firecrackers or green crackers, which save water and air sprinklers as prescribed and approved by the Petroleum and Explosive Safety Organization, will be used during the permitted hours. And Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today held a review meeting with the officials of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, Medzipema at Raj Bhavan, Kohima. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Modi, Spanish Prime Minister launch C-295 aircraft manufacturing facility in Vadodara. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng holds meeting with commander of 15 BRTF in Dimapur. Akashvani Kohima joins the nation in taking integrity pledge in observance of Vigilance Awareness Week. And two-day seminar on promotion of millets in India commences in Tsumukedima. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.